This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes. Also, make sure to check out and subscribe to our YouTube original channel, UCTV Prime, available only on YouTube at youtube.com/UCTV Prime. This UCTV podcast is sponsored in part by Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of digital audiobooks available, including many by guests you've heard here on UCTV. Audible.com is offering UCTV podcast listeners a free 30-day trial subscription and one free audiobook download. Just visit audibletrial.com/UCTV to sign up. That's audibletrial.com/UCTV. And thanks.
I don't. Gabe Kahane came to my attention through his father, Jeffrey Kahane, who's a dear friend and a regular at Summerfest and a great pianist and conductor. But once I started hearing Gabe's songs, and the more I thought about how that would be so interesting to be a part of the overall repertoire of the Summerfest, because we don't usually come upon contemporary songwriters. You know, I mean, we have song cycles that are in the pipeline, you know, by both John Harbison and Howard Shore, but I suspect those songs will be more serious in a way, I mean, quote-unquote serious, but whereas Gabe's songs tend to be very hip, but yet, you know, sort of pop-ish, but very unique in his own sound, and also he uses a string quartet to back him up in a very clever, really unique way, and it's beautiful. I find them very appealing and very easy to relate to because the matters are not mundane and yet they're kind of slightly surreal, you know. I like this Gabe Kahane songs a lot.
Should we try a little bit?
Yeah, why don't we try playing a little bit?
I came to being a composer through being a songwriter and through my songs capturing the interest and attention of some people in the classical music world who suggested that I give a shot at writing art music. And I think one of my preoccupations since I began writing songs and having grown up in a classical music household was really that, you know, that the line separating the German 19th century art song tradition and the folk song tradition of the 1960s or 1970s is really not, there's not much of a gulf there. Bernstein used to say that the songs of Lennon and McCartney are really as harmonically and melodically rich as the best Schubert songs, and I think very often he's right. Particular piece, Come On All You Ghosts, is really an attempt to write, I guess, sophisticated pop songs accompanied by string quartet. And so the harmonic language and the rhythmic language is relatively out there by the standards of pop music. But it's still sort of anchored, the way that I sing them is in a kind of vernacular, vibrato-free, folk kind of voice, as opposed to, bel canto vocal production. The way that this piece came about was that it was to be performed last summer at the Vail, Bravo Vail Chamber Music Festival amidst a bunch of my pop songs with a large band with bass and drums and so on and so forth. And so I wanted to find a way to write a piece that would sit in this concert of pop music and on the one hand provide something that was sort of a counterpoint to the pop music but also wouldn't be so far afield that it felt like it came from another event. The festival had initially just asked for a short song cycle without instrumentation specified, with the understanding that I would sing it. And when I learned that the Calder were going to be in residence, I'd been sort of circulating in their orbit for some time. And knowing that they could play a Mozart string quartet and then turn on a dime and go play with a rock band like Airborne Toxic Event or The National, I knew that they would be able to handle any kind of stylistic challenges that I threw their way.
Song of a vicar and a lake.
You know, one of the big challenges moving between pop music, vernacular music, and concert music is that the relationship to rhythm is fundamentally different. And which is not to say that classical musicians have bad time, but rather that time is more fluid in classical music. The idea of rubato, speeding up, slowing down, is really built into the DNA of almost all Western classical music, up to American minimalism, at which point the idea of rigidity of tempo becomes a value. Whereas in pop music, the idea of groove is really, really essential. And so working with a group like Calder, who are able to move back and forth between those kinds of mediums, is very comforting to me, because they understand how to approach groove in that sense. The question of is it pop, is it classical, I always come back to Duke Ellington's famous statement, there's two kinds of music, good music and the other kind. And I think we're very much living in a time, particularly with the iPod, which is either a symptom of or perhaps the cause of the way in which we don't really distinguish between genre. We can go from listening to a Jay-Z song or an Amy Winehouse song to listening to a movement of a Beethoven string quartet. If we've got our iPod on shuffle. And I think many people who've grown up in my generation really don't distinguish. And I don't mean that in a sort of polemical way. Of course, there are differences and huge aesthetic gulfs. But in terms of what moves us or what compels us to make music, it comes really from such a broad variety of influences and sounds. So I try not to be too preoccupied with the question of is it this or is it that, but rather to bring in all of the sounds that I find exciting and moving and bring in all of the ideas, literary, spiritual, philosophical, otherwise, and sort of re-express those musically, and whatever the language comes out being, so it is.
Spoken of nothing. Oh. wondrous sandwich of ham and rustic chamber cheese. Yet still wished for a piece of chocolate before the long walk back through the corn, then the darkening forest, to the disappointing village, to the super creepy bed and breakfast. With secret despair, I return to the city. ray of sunlight in my mouth. I look forward to showing you my new furniture. I look forward to the telephone ringing. It is not you. You are in the kitchen trying to figure out the coffee maker. You are pouring out the contents of your backpack. I wonder if you now have golden. I wonder if your arsenal of kind remarks is empty. I remember when I met you. You were wearing a gray dress that was also blue, not unlike the water. They say it's difficult to pull a leash on a hummingbird. So let us be no longer the actuary of each other. Let us bow no longer our heads to the tyranny of numbers. Hurry off the plane with your rhinestone covered bag full of magazines that check on the downfall of the stars. I will be waiting for you at the bottom of the moving in El Paso. All the planes are asleep on the runway. The world is in a delay. The world is in a delay. All the political consultants drinking whiskey keep their heads down, lifting them only to look at the beautiful scarred waitress wears typewriter keys as a necklace. They jingle as she brings them drinks. They jingle as she brings them drinks. Outside the giant plate glass windows, the planes are completely covered in snow. It piles up on the wings. It piles up on the wings. Like a mountain of cell phone chargers, each of the various faiths of our various fathers keeps us only partly protected. I don't want to talk on the phone to an angel. Before I go to sleep, I am already dreaming of coffee, of ancient generals,
of the faces of statues, each of which has the eternal expression of one of my feelings. I examine my feelings without feeling anything. I write my blue line on the edge of the desert. Talk on the phone to an angel. I don't want to talk on the phone to an angel. I don't want to talk on the phone to an angel. I don't want to talk on the phone to an angel. Wondrous sandwich of ham and rustic chamber cheese, yet still wished for a piece of chocolate before the long walk back through the corn, then the darkening forest, to the disappointing village, to the super creepy bed and breakfast. With secret despair, I return to the city. Something seemed to be waiting for me.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.